Coffee pressed black, hot, steamy. Cuddle me up and help me to sleep. Scruffy, scratchy softness sweeping against my cheek, a whisper in my ear. Bleary, blackened bedroom breaking away from sleep, my thoughts so far and clear. Crazy, cryptic conscience coaxing me to leap. It's gone too hard to hear. Hexing. Honey, hotness helping me to feel your touch is kept close here. Wily, wasteful weirdos, wishing away the weeks that dizzy spin on beer. Your smell comes down on crushing lips, a wetness born of craze. Your eyes so close, they're all I see. I long for daffodil days.
We have Tom Henry.
Hello.
Get a stool through.
I can't hear you now, but I'm reading glasses on, but I know you're up. Anyway, I'm going to read a little story. I'll only be half an hour. when I was young, for the big dance halls were all the go, and the show bands, you know, the show, all the show band scene and all that. And near where I lived at home in Haverstown, down about 5 miles down the road, was Drumkeen, it was halfway between Tipperary and Limerick. And there was a big dance hall there called the Oyster Ballroom. And every Sunday night then was the big night, every Sunday night I'd go down there, it was like heaven. There'd be people from everywhere. There'd be Newport, about 20 miles away. The excitement, I can't explain the excitement. It's so good. But anyway, I wrote a story about one of my life going dancing there. And this is it. It was a lovely bright evening when we arrived at the dance hall. A hazy evening, like you'd expect for the month of June, and this was only early April. Anyway, the big band took to the stage at 11. When they struck off their first hit, there was a frenzy across the hall to ask girls to dance. I was taken by the crowd to a good spot, down the hall, where I had a long parade of girls to ask. As the curtain turned from the end of the hall, facing for the stage, then I saw the girl of my dreams. And as I whizzed, the stampede whizzed by her, I asked her to dance. She said no. I was broken hearted. I pushed my way off the floor to the side of the hall, where I met what I considered a wise old neighbor. He must be wise at his age. He was 23. I told him my terrible news. Ah, but you have to ask her 3 times, he said. I looked at him in amazement at his wisdom. And above all, he was giving me hope. How do you mean, Pat, I asked. Well, it's like this, he said. The first time you ask, she didn't see you, because she was looking at the fella, her dream. The second time you ask, because she is still there, it means the fella of her dreams has chosen someone else. And this time she will look at you before she says no. The third time, this is it. Because she has seen you from the second no, you're not exactly what she wants. You're not exactly what you want, but you've shown great interest and determination. And if that doesn't swing up, you're a ghost, he said. So that's why you have to ask her 3 times. Which I did. And she danced and danced with me for the rest of the night. She had travelled with her brothers to the dance, and I was so proud as I walked her out to the car. She was wearing a black coat with big silver buttons. I asked her out and she said yes. I knew then what the quote in the paper meant when it said, our biggest fear is not a failure but of success. It was around this time my father got in the phone, as her father had, and she had given me her number. I often sat on the floor in the hall for over an hour that summer, talking and dreaming with Carmen. In those days, there was no shortage of festivals with big marquees for dancing, and we went to many of them. And as I had a full license and my father gave me the car, and the deal was her younger brother or brothers would chaperone us. This was great, as the brothers encouraged her, her mother, to allow us go out. We had the days and the boys got to the dance. I think it was July or August she went to Irish College in Kerry. And to make a long story short, some cute whore from Kerry knew me out of the water. I was broken hearted. This is it. Never again would I love. That was my story until I met the next girl. And so, love lived on and on.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Miss Lisa. Shane Vaughan of the week, please.
Right. Yeah, from one happy note to the sad one. This is something I'm trying to work on recently. I was reading the recently published journals about quantum and atoms, and it kind of inspired me. So this is something I'm trying to think of. Your chest, wrapped around your heart, is made of tiny parts. And though the distance between these parts is not so great as the distance between you and I, to touch your chest and pierce right through. Thanks.
And John Carew.
It's not cute. Not Kerry.
It's outrageous.
As you can see, I brought a few props with me. Now, people don't usually clap or for me, so until you clap tonight. So, I was lucky enough about 2 years ago to be at the Honeyfields Theatre in Loughborough for a wonderful production by the Loughborough Amateur Dramatic Society of John B. Keane's powerful play, The Field. And a local man, a neighbour of mine, played the part of the bull, McCabe, and a wonderful job he did it. And I wrote this piece for him afterwards. So I'll just shove this out of the way. You doing anything, Gaston? You have a lot of my stick there. Whatever you do, don't break it, will you? Yes, awkward looking young fella, isn't he?
Jesus, getting serious now.
I'm holding the stick.
Very good point. Don't insult them with a big stick.
Paul McKay in the house.
Don't insult them with a big stick.
You can look at me now with disgust as I suffer for my sins here in the flames of hell. And why would I not suffer? For a poor man must suffer to have what is rightfully his. Poor men will wet their hands and cripple their backs for the land. And there are those that would come and take what was mine. The field that I notched with the manure of 7 heifers. And ye say I have no rights? But God, I tell you this, no man would take what was lawfully mine. These flames of hell are hard to bear, but bear am I most. For what is a man if he doesn't stand for what is his? I'm not alone here in this abyss. There's the widow butler, still dressed in black. And she a whore who would take the money of a black stranger and leave me without my peel. Mick Flanagan, a conniving bastard, honest auctioneer. There's no such thing. Didn't he take blood money to keep his mouth shut? His wife made me here too. Her husband wasn't the only man she lay with. Yes. Adam Murphy, that righteous man. He too must die here for his sins of the flesh. Ah, the bishop too, another virtuous man, would dare to preach of greed and wrongdoing, and he that would take the innocence of an altar by. Or will he dare to suffer hell? His greed condemned the world to this torment. Will his wife here too, for no man should have to suffer the torment of a woman's crazed mind. The boy sits on his bath stool, his lips packed and patched, and near a drink to quench his thirst, a thirst unknown to any living man. Aye, they're all here, and at their pleasure must suffer for their wrongdoing. At least I stood for what was justifiably mine. And to bet your wife, what sin is that, I ask you? And she that would leave a tinker's one-eyed pony graze the grass of 14 cows out from under their feet. Take me by, why didn't I show you a different way? But you understood the importance of the land. And Tige, I'm glad your mother's not down here with us. She's with the man above. She had her share of suffering done in it. To have married a man like me that would murder a tinker's ass. And to have spawned a son that would kill a man. Aye, Tige, that's something enough for any woman to bear. So all of ye that would look at me and condemn me for what I've done, look into your souls and ask, would you too take the field from that bull McCabe? Thank you very
Thanks, Omar. Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Kevin. Could I move further down the list? Pegasus. Hearts merge to enchant, then Zeus, he is gone, in one lightning bolt, blowtorched sheet metal. Pre-dawn, I'll return to spot stars on his flanks, hippocrene shod, wings brushing through north. This is a book about transport in Canada, so they took this one called The Electric Bicycle. Hence the garb. The electric bicycle. Fun and fitness you can find to help escape the daily grind. DC volts, motor strong, or pedal power, you'll glide along. You can combine both power sources when you travel steeper courses. Fresh air and freedom needs no sage to see the pleasure, escape road rage. Suspension strong and telescopic. This takes me to another topic. Strange drivers, wistful glance, secret wishes, if by chance. A neighbor saw him on wheels, so few. Oh, the shame, I must tell you. All peacocks, egos, easily dent. Salesmen swear, heavenly scent. Narrow lane, city street, you can pass, you can meet. Traffic faster, traffic slow, twisting throttle, away you go.
Thanks, Lachlan. We have Charles Clare.
Never forget an occasion when I took Australian relations to see the field in the Opera House. It's study and incomprehension. This is a bit of flash fiction. From that old theme of Big House, which hasn't deserted us yet completely. Not completely gone, but it's become shorter. Change of address. Possibly you may remember the Armstrong Murphys when they were still at Charman. No. They gave up Charman just before my time, said the older man. I can remember your grandfather talking about them. Most of them were already gone, all over the world. England, Australia, Argentina, and on and on. Then the old lady and one or two daughters left for a cottage on the outskirts of London. The rumor was that some of them dropped the Armstrong and some the Murphy. They may not be easy to trace. Apart from Henry, who came back after the war, but as you know, not determined. The strange thing is that there were so few of them in the next generation, so far as one knows. Henry's wife and daughter stayed in London. Yes, I heard that things were not well between Henry and Judy. Henry had blown her money and stayed on to hunt, even becoming a hunt servant of River Inn. Unthinkable. Their daughter keeps in touch. I met her on the ferry, very pleasant, quite willing to earn her living as a secretary, while her mother plays bridge and supports the local church. Temperament tantrum, said the old man. Times change. With a laugh. Who would have imagined it? They were well regarded here, considering.
Patricia Watts.
For my career as an archaeologist, we used to scan the OS maps like pretty regularly, and one of the things we had was sounding zones, and there's various terminology for sounding zones, like cromlech or dolmen or farbrega, which means false man. This is my own take. It's called banbrega, false woman. There was not much attrition, despite your pleadings, as cocksure incidents sink your boat. You retire hastily, caused exhausted by separation, nay saying to death a proud species that was not called success nor trip fantastic. Wall-to-wall sorrow pervades the room, pacing back and forth, a conundrum hatched you, explanations at a loss. To put you in your place, try platitudes, blow away any sense of irony. You crash and pack doorways, any way convenient. Your manifesto in conspiracy is well received by those who know worse than to associate with your bad self, a chronic misunderstanding, by which goes yet where the blows of boredom. Those cars propel themselves for good or ill, out of lunacy, out of lunch, a crying delight, pervade your curiosity. An adventure gone before, and had a chance to acquiesce with you, a noble calling running amok. Death cannot sink you, gravestone or not. Friends piece together your lifetime's quirks, cobbled clean for better bearing, conspiracy turned sunk into clay, a cold mechanism that roosts equalizes. Are you spirit? Are you truth? I beg to differ. Whatever is not to like, charming birds under bushes. No one will scrag your orphaned possessions, nor continue your warfare against time. Thank you.
Papers here, but I'm just going to read one poem, don't worry.
I just like this for its honesty, really. I think I wrote it about 3 years ago. Can't hear me, is it?
Paul, he's gesticulating at me madly.
This is called I Feel Sad. It's a new year, I feel sad. All my friends were out last night, I feel sad. I stayed in, I feel sad. The night before, I didn't get the girl, I feel sad, I feel lonely. I haven't had a girl since the summer, I feel lonely. And I don't know as lonely a feeling or a state of being. And matters of the mind distract me from this feeling. And talking is the default when I want to reach a woman. And very quickly it gets boring. She has red hair, I feel sad, with a blue streak. Her lips curl as she speaks. Her eyes are open warmly. In their cool blue makeup I am calm. But I want to jump with them into a river. I want to lock them with my own. I want to curl against her body. I want a woman like that. I want her, I feel sad. She started hooking up with my friend from my new course, I feel sad. She doesn't know how she feels for him, I feel sad. I heard she was real into me, I feel sad. I don't normally like a woman in this way, I feel. I don't normally want a woman in this way, I feel sad. I get headaches. They used to get real big. Irritations on the skin would nail their way through my skull quite frequently. I'd feel a numbing and a pain and another nail again. Then they would pass and I'd feel sad, oh so sad. And I'd cry in public places. For about a day I'd feel this way until the headaches came again. I stopped writing too. It hurt me in the head, a blockage in the brain, a snail sitting in between my skull and creativity. I started new, a new course, maths. I find it hard in this condition. I find it hard in any other. All worthwhile requires effort, and life can be so worthless, but not really. I never really lost the will to be alive. I thought about it countless times. Dead is surely just another way to be. But never can I say have I ever wished to die. I have only ever wanted life.
Called 2 a.m. living, sleeping through life awake. Sweet sugar-coated downy, downward rushing blood, and thoughts withdrawn, drained minds and forced thick lungs of syrup caught, blue harsh acerbic energy inhaled, deep sharp drawn breath and arch my neck, picked up a smoke against time now gone, in energy beats that pace a mood when keystrokes dance, but slowly, rhythmic to an eyes closed, haze stretched, cracked muscles, bones, alive and feeling, deadened nerve endings flare, and hair on end like pinprick scare, and dare contrast, 2 a.m, 2 a.m, to I wish, do I see through softened air, a life of ease, smooth living. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We have Cedric.
I did think about the five words because I liked the way most of the words were having something with connection between different days. So also my favorite subject, love, and how we deal with it differently. This one's called Denial. His name could be Bob. Let's call him that. Bob lives on her couch. Not really, but pretty much. He's cool, she says. I hope he is. He's over there. She likes him, but not like that, she says. Not that I mind. He's her friend, not mine. My knowledge of this guy is like his life and this couch she dwells on, put together. A funny four jigsaw puzzle where none of the pieces fit together. So Bob is there telling stories of his vicarious life And I am there with him, and I don't know why. The further he counts, the further I lose myself in the maze of his lies. Because he must be lying, otherwise he'd be way too fascinating. I would be embarrassed to let myself rot in the fabric of his untidy. There's a bit more honor to fall to actual treachery. I hear his voice, but I'm not listening. He could be saying something about my couch. I'd forbid myself to smile in a pool, but I know he's already in my head, and it's my head that I... What?
Right.
Lips black.
Hi, this is to my one of my favorite musicians and poets, Nick Drake. Said it's time that grows in my brain. Said it's time that calls me here. Said I scream when time ticks. Said I cringe from time tricks. So I groan from time's loves, but still, I'll try for time, perhaps. Thank you very much.
Yeah, standing up.
Thanks, Kira. This is the latest in the series of poems I'm writing using song titles. It's done using song titles of the Rolling Stones. Famously, Keith Richards used to write pieces of music when he woke during the night and record them. So the actual riff from I Can't Get No Satisfaction, he wrote in the middle of the night and heard it really for the first time when he woke up. So I was kind of thinking I'd picture that I wrote it that way, but I didn't. And then I thought, maybe I'll make up a story about Keith Richards visiting me in the middle of the night, but even the thought rat scared the shit out of me. So we're just going to go with it. It's called Dangerous Beauty. 2,000 light years from home, I'm coming down again. Blinded by love, I can almost hear you sigh. Blinded by rainbows, everything is turning to gold. I'm a king bee, a little red rooster, a jumping midnight rambler, jiving wild horses in another world. Where factory girls, Sophie Loren, the spider and the fly cry, let's spend the night together. Where Jack Flash and Sister Morphine pass the wine that plundered my soul, make me run a moonlight mile through dead flyers at a dead flowers at a luxury memory motel. And a sweet black angel, she's a rainbow, sways on a torn and frayed high wire. Get off my cloud, I cry to me while tumbling dice dance and shuffle in sympathy for the devil's 19th nervous breakdown. Get off my cloud, I cry as white silver trains and black limousines spin around and around the shattered saint of me. Get off my cloud, I cry as flight 505 under the cover of night and a stoned melody of mixed emotions drifts back to zero where the moon is pretty beat up. Happy dandelions shine a sad, sad light. I'm waiting on a friend to start me up. I need you, baby. Means I ain't too proud to beg.
This last performer for the night is McCain.
Good evening. You know me? I usually play the Joe Harp. But you never heard me performing in Polish? There's many bad things I can say about my motherland, but Polish language is a very beautiful language and a very powerful tool. So it's not my song. It's a Caliber 44, late 90s Polish hip hop crew. Yeah, let's do it. Idę i myślę i nie wiem co myśleć. Myśli jak uderzenia bata, 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 brat. Nie ma już miłości dla mnie i mojego brata. To zabija mnie od środka, wpędza w kompleks, gasi dumę, że jestem człowiekiem obdarzonym rozumem zwierzęciem, ni mniej, ni więcej, ale nie wyzbroję się instynktów, wołam krwi na cały głos, musi zabić ktoś, by żyć mu ktoś, to jest moje motto, w tym całym szaleństwie chodzi tylko o to, by znieść swego brata, brata własną głupotą, nie ma już miłości dla mnie nie ma już brat, nie ma już miłości dla mnie nie ma już brat, nie ma już miłości dla mnie nie ma już brat. To co słyszę wciąż w telewizji, radiu już nie dociera do mnie wcale. Znowu brat zabił brata i zabija dalej. Znowu brat zgwałcił siostrę i dalej mu mało. Znowu brat zrobił napad i wszystko się zjebało. Powiedz mi dlaczego tak trudno patrzeć dalej niż na swoje podwórko. Powiedz mi dlaczego media podają wciąż nowe przestępstwa. Więcej szmalów w gonitwie po szmal. Człowiek nie patrzy, że zdeptał mnie dzisiaj. A i nie ma już miłości dla mnie nie ma już brat. Nie ma już miłości dla mnie nie ma już brat. Nie ma już miłości dla mnie nie ma już brat. Hej, hej Joe, dokąd pędziesz tą splumą w dłoni? Czyżbyś widział to samo co oni? Jeden problem załatwię, zrywam się do ciepłych krajów. Znasz mnie, jestem nieśmiertelny jak każdy. I nic mi się nie stanie, widzę wszystko i wszystko boli. Może czasem lepiej zamknąć oczy, lecz to ran nie zagoi. Bracia napieprzają się drugim i poludnią inne gówno. No słuchaj, no tak myślę, że palnę se chyba w łeb. Tak się stanie, bo nie ma już miłości dla mnie.